The first 600 soldiers of Afghanistan's new National Guard have graduated after 6 weeks of intensive training. The program is intended to create a national army after decades of civil war, and it's one of the international community's main strategies for rebuilding Afghanistan. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
On a muddy training field outside Kabul, an officer orders 25 Afghan soldiers to shoulder their shields and break up a riot. Italian military instructors look on as the Afghans charge across the field, banging plastic riot police shields with the word Carabinieri written across them. Not far away, an Italian airborne soldier aims his rifle and fires blanks at a mock checkpoint manned by more Afghan army students. In the middle of the besieged checkpoint, Italian Army Lieutenant Antonio Luongo wears designer sunglasses and paces in front of several dozen Afghan soldiers, lecturing them on how to search a vehicle for booby traps.
For example, if you find a bomb inside the car, you can't touch. You never touch. You call a specialist and they check.
Luongo's flanked by two interpreters who bark translations to the students in the Afghan languages Dari and Pashto. For 6 weeks, this has been the scene at this boot camp, where British, French, Italian, German, and Turkish peacekeepers have been training the 1st Battalion of what's to be Afghanistan's new national army. Italian Major Fabiano Zinzone says much of the program consists of teaching basic soldiering skills like first aid and marksmanship.
This training is moral and physical. First of all, the moral component of the training is the part that we are stressing that much, because of course when you're working for the institutions, you need to respect those institutions.
Though many of these 600 Afghan troops will be the first to tell you that they already have years, if not decades, of fighting experience under their belts, Colonel Abdul Majed, one of the new Afghan instructors here, says these veterans of the Mujahideen still need formal training. Yes, they were fighters, he says, but they were guerrilla fighters. And in our country, which is filled with so many guns, we need trained soldiers to keep the peace. For months, the Afghan interim government, as well as the United Nations, have sought the expansion of the 5,000-man foreign peacekeeping force currently stationed in Kabul. Fearing mission creep, the 18 peacekeeping countries, as well as the United States, have refused to spread the deployment to other cities around the country. Instead, the creation of a professional army and a national police force has become one of the pillars of American foreign policy in Afghanistan. Zalmay Khalilzad, President Bush's special Afghan envoy, says the U.S. will take over army training from the peacekeepers next month.
We're going to start training the Afghan army as quickly as possible, and those some units will be trained relatively quickly, and they will be deployed to some of those places where there are security problems that they could be the answer to.
Critics say these goals are unrealistic. After decades of civil war fought by rival ethnic militias, they warn it will take years to build a professional fighting force. A retired colonel with 20 years' experience in the last National Army says that a fledgling army trained by foreigners will face the challenge of controlling a heavily armed population ruled by powerful warlords. These days, even school children know how to use grenades, he says. Now you have 600 soldiers, but if a warlord starts a fight with the new government, even 6,000 troops won't be enough. Many of the soldiers in the new army battalion have served for years under regional commanders. The retired colonel says 6 weeks of training may not be enough to convince these fighters to drop ethnic loyalties in favor of a new Afghan government, especially if the soldiers' families remain in the provinces under the control of the warlords. British Flight Lieutenant Tony Marshall, a spokesman for the peacekeepers, says a lot of trouble went to creating a balanced ethnic mix of soldiers for this first army battalion.
6 weeks of intensive training from some of the best armies in the world have bonded this disparate, previously disparate group together, and apparently they are extremely happy with each other.
There's another issue here. The former Northern Alliance warlords, who now run the interim government's defense ministry, say they're determined to create an army of some 200,000 troops to protect Afghanistan from its neighbors. American Special Envoy Zalmay Khalilzad says this goes directly against U.S. plans.
200,000 seems awfully large, and I think the actual force is likely to be much smaller.
The issue is being debated this week during talks between Afghan officials and donor country representatives in Geneva. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.